This is the place where sports fans collide, Dead in Sports. I'm one of your three hosts, Kenneth B. Ange. Joining me, we have Shelton and FIFO. What up, fellas? Want to jump to some NFL news real quick.
Caleb look good. I don't know if that's where you're going, but that boy Caleb looked good, but.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It's about Hassan Reddick. This actually just broke today. Okay. Hassan Reddick, what, he just got to the team, Shelton? He already demanding a trade from the team, bro? What's going on, man?
It's the wildest situation. It's one of the wildest situations. The Jets traded – the Eagles traded Hassan Reddick to the Jets in a surprise move based off the fact that he's led the team in sacks for a couple years in a row with double-digit sacks. He's had big years in place of some of the, you know, some of the stuff that the Eagles had going on. Even last year, he had a big year. So then moving on from him was kind of surprising. But they didn't move on from him right away. The first thing that they did was they took the Jets' top, one of their top pass rushers, in Bryce Huff, who's a young guy, and the Eagles signed him first and brought him in, and he had, like, I think 10.5 sacks last year for the Jets. And had a pretty big year. So they signed him at a pretty good deal for team-friendly deal to take him away from the Jets. So then they turned around and traded Hassan Reddick, which at the time I was baffled and blown away. Like, what is Howie doing? He traded him for a conditional third-round pick that would be a second-rounder based off of playing time and performance. So I'm like, man, you gave up Hassan Reddick, who is a 10-plus sack-a-year guy, for peanuts, as far as I'm concerned. So I was like, what kind of move is that? Now, here's the caveat. The problem was the Jets did not come to an agreement with Hassan Reddick upon entering this deal. Mm. And he joined the team waiting on a deal. And when he didn't get his deal, he didn't show up to offseason workouts. He didn't show up to mandatories. He's not showing up to camp. He's getting fined, I think, $50,000 a day or something like that. And this is non-refundable money. You can't rescind this because he's a veteran. Only the rookies have the option of, you know, the team can waive their fees. You can't waive it on a vet. So he's getting fined per day. And these fines are building up. And today he requested a trade. The Jets GM, I can't think of his name right now, he is not happy about it, and he's not going to oblige at the moment. But it's a messy situation. And I read further into it and saw where the Jets were thinking, we're going to negotiate in good faith when you get here, but you're going to play. You're going to show up and you're going to play. That wasn't the agreement that he said he made, and he didn't show up. And he ain't playing. He ain't practicing. He ain't doing anything. And this team relies heavily on pass rush. You just like I said, you just lost one of your top pass rushers to the Eagles, which was, in essence, a trade. But to not get anything out of it is kind of a scary thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I'm the GM, I'll tell him to kiss my ass too. Like, you're mm-hmm. not gonna just do this. But going back to the fines, I know you said that they're non-refundable, but they can backdoor kind of work something out with that. Mm-hmm. You know, once they resolve the contract thing, right? Yeah.
Right.
So it's mm-hmm. So. But this would be interesting, man. So what do you think is gonna happen? I mean, all of this is just breaking today. So there's a lot of information mm-hmm. we don't know yet. This is just what we have. How do you think that this is gonna play out?
I think they're gonna have to trade him. It's a tough situation because
for real.
Yeah, and the only reason I say that is because you got these guys that are working, and they've been working, and it's been so important. Aaron Rodgers missed a couple days in off-season workouts. And even though it was an excused absence, they had a fit. Everybody else has been there. This team is looking towards a Super Bowl run. This team is gearing up to be ready for this season. First game is against the 49ers. And you're telling me that you ain't going to be here in practice and grind with us? I don't see how you can keep him around there and make it work. And you're not going to give him what he wants. He wants, I think, $25 million, something crazy like that.
Or yeah. A total.
A year. Yeah. So he wants that top money, and it's going to be tough to make that happen. Another report, and I don't know how true this is, but a report coming out of Philadelphia was that he was going rogue last year in a lot of those games and was, you know, going against the scheme to pad his own numbers. So that's kind of one of the reasons why the Eagles wanted him out. It's his hometown team in Philly, So he really wanted to be in Philly. He wasn't happy about leaving, but they decided to move on. And for whatever reason they did, they got younger, and they got more athletic at the position. And they, you know, with Vic Fangio's system, the defensive ends, which are linebackers, outside linebackers, they drop back in coverage at times. So you got to be a little bit more versatile and fluid as a defensive end in Fangio's system. And they said he's not willing to do that. So that's kind of part of the problem that they would have with him in Philly. But But it's a tough situation. And like I said, it's going to be tough to work it out because these sides have not been talking like that. It ain't like it's been a lot of conversations being had. But they're going to have to make a move at some point. He's lost over $1 million so far in fines. So it's ugly.
Look, I'm not counting nobody's pockets because, you know, we see the big number. But, you know, when the taxes and the fees start hitting, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot different number. But, he's definitely should be comfortable to pay $1 million, especially for comfort. Now, here's the thing. What's the hardball that's in L.A. now?
That's John and Jim.
I think it's John.
Okay. He's a John Harbaugh kind of guy. Mm-hmm. He's a John Harbaugh kind of guy. So, Ken, I don't know who will trade for him. Jim, I don't think the Chargers have that type of salary cap space. But somebody is going to employ Hassan Reddick, Ken, because 10 sacks is, you know, that's a lot. 10-plus sacks a year. That's a lot. That can change the makeup of a defense. You can go from good to great with a guy like that. So we'll see. I definitely think there'll be somewhat of a market. But if, you know, a lot of these negative things that are being said are true, then I wouldn't want him in my locker room.
Nope.
You know, if he's going rogue and, you know, he's just doing his own thing, yeah, I don't know. But I feel there are coaches that can handle a guy like that.
Right.
Mike Tomlin, you know what I'm saying? Jim Harbaugh. Like, there's a select few guys in the league that is like, come on over here. You know what I'm saying? They know how to corral somebody like that. But now, you know, it's the payment factor. Mm-hmm. Because you on the hook. You know, if it don't work out, you still got to pay this man, you know, a percentage of whatever you negotiate. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I know the New York Jets don't want to pay that money.
Yeah, well, no. If I'm the Jets again, like I said, you're not gonna stronghold me into doing this deal. So nah, we good here, and I wouldn't trade him. But you know, it's early. The GM talking tough, and that's subject to change. So
last year,
yeah. I think so yeah,
this is the last year of this deal.
So you know what, Ken? It's kind of like a rapper buying himself out of a contract. How much in fines I'm gonna pay? I bet.
But I understand both sides. I just think that would have been a discussion we would have had before the trade, because he's making $6 million this year, something like that, and this is his last contract. This is the last big one anyway. It should be, and there's no telling what he's gonna do this year. You know, injuries happen, things happen, new team, new scheme. You don't really know what's going to happen. He can come out and get 4 sacks this year and not get that money. So this is the time to capitalize off all the work he's put in for the last few seasons. So getting his money is important, but it seemed like they would have known that when they made that trade.
Yeah. Well, Shelton, it is the Jets, so this shouldn't surprise you.
Nope.
So, sorry, man. Yeah, so he hasn't said anything in the chat yet. So but yeah, but anyway, that's what we got now. That's our thoughts and opinions on that based on what we know now. Everything's subject to change. So we get new information, we'll update accordingly. So we'll leave it there, man. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.